We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Have you ever looked at a job ad and wondered what a position like that pays? You may not want to go through the whole process of applying and interviewing only to get an offer with pay that was not at all what you were expecting.
You're going to give me what? A bill on the governor's desk and a bill on the desk of the New York governor would require companies to post pay ranges on their job ads. Colorado, Washington State, some cities already require that. California and New York could really get this to be a nationwide thing. Andrew Duffy, behavioral economist, labor expert, CEO, and co-founder of Sparkplug, which helps businesses set up pay systems, fair pay systems for their employees. Andrew, thanks for being here. So your initial thoughts when this was passed and now it's waiting for the governor?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a long time coming. It's something that we honestly in the labor economics world expected around the corner, in particular in response to some of the breakages that we're seeing in the labor market lately. Lots of people moving around, difficulty finding the right jobs, difficulty finding the right employees for jobs, and really the more information that exists out in the labor marketplace, the better for everybody. I think a lot of businesses have been pushing back on this, but ultimately it's going to be good for them too in a couple of different ways.
Some people might wonder, why don't companies already do this?
That's a great question. I think a lot of businesses think that they will ultimately be able to underpay their workers and negotiate down salaries by not exposing those salaries out into the world. And they think of them much more similarly to, say, a supplier contract, where they want to get the lowest price for all their inputs and therefore lower all of their costs, when in reality, labor is much more complicated. And exposing that information can actually, in many ways, get businesses to more effectively maintain wages at their current level rather than having to compete with the mysteries of the labor market. If an employee comes to them and says, hey, you're offering me this much, I've got somebody else offering me a lot more, then that transparency is actually helpful for businesses too.
When we say posting a pay range, is there any rule book on how far that range is? I mean, they could say 50 to 100 grand, and that doesn't really help me that much if I'm looking at the ad and it's just on LinkedIn or something.
There are some rules in particular jurisdictions, but these laws are generally pretty broad-based. And the goal, I think, with getting these laws on the books today is really to weed out the major bad actors, the people who aren't really operating in good faith with potential employees, and others that are looking to ultimately comply with these regulations will likely find that by posting more specific job ranges or salary ranges for jobs, then they'll be able to get the best employees. So those wide salary ranges, I expect we'll see a couple of those coming out of the first implementation of this law, but those are going to disappear through time as people realize that, you know, offering a 50 to 150K range for an employee is not really going to get you the right types of candidates because they're going to be all over the place.
Andrew, what about the issue of morale? Could this hurt morale if older employees see the pay new employees are getting and it's higher?
Yeah, it definitely has the potential to ruffle some feathers internally in those businesses. But in reality, what that allows businesses to do is actually level set what they're paying their employees for what work they're actually doing. So ideally, your employees that you're keeping around, at least from my perspective, should be rewarded for the loyalty and potential additional efficiency that they're demonstrating at the business. And therefore, you can say, okay, we have a pay system where people who are just joining this role get X amount, and then people who stay in this role through time get bonuses or salary boosts through time concomitant with that, which makes more sense ultimately than a scenario in which you're paying totally new people more because that's in line with the job market, but then the people you have already at the business aren't getting paid more. So I think it's an opportunity for businesses to level set and create systems that avoid having to tiptoe around and walk on eggshells about seniority or how different people feel in their jobs.
Do you think it's going to end up leading to more conversations about who makes what, though, within the office? Because the chamber put it on the job killer list for various reasons, and that's one of them saying, you know, everyone's going to be suddenly seeing the job post and then running around saying, well, what do you make? Well, what do you make? Well, what do you make? And that might not be a great thing.
Ideally, it's a step towards pay transparency at these businesses because, you know, the final outcome for this is just that everybody knows how much everybody makes. And once that's clear and open, nobody actually cares about it. The reason why people care about what others make is because it's information that's useful to them to try and negotiate with the people that they work for to figure out, okay, how much can I earn in my next potential salary boost, my next potential employee evaluation? But if you eliminate that and make it very clear who gets paid what for what jobs and pay people based on their performance rather than other variables, then ultimately that problem actually goes away. It becomes a much less difficult issue to manage.
Are we going to see big lines now outside bosses' offices? I mean, like, for instance, you know, Charles and I find out what Mike's making and, you know, get in line outside the boss's office.
I'm so sorry for you.
But you see where I'm going with that, though.
Totally. Yeah, the idea that that's going to create a lot of, you know, big upfront change for these businesses where they're going to say, oh, geez, you know, now we have all these employees who want to get paid more for this, that, or the other. I think ultimately, you know, ideally, this is all hammered out pretty early on in these organizations when they make a clear transition towards being more transparent about pay. And then really they can say, hey, this is what you have to be able to do to have this particular role, and this particular role gets paid this amount. And there's a lot less need for people to walk into the boss's office and say, I want to advocate for myself. This is what I'm able to do. And instead, the boss can just look at the numbers and say, hey, did you produce this much? Are you doing this much work for the business? If that's the case, and we have the numbers to prove it, then we'll give you that raise. So ideally, they could figure that stuff out over email instead of having to, you know, have a big conversation about it.
So it doesn't negate the idea of, you know, hiring out for some top talent and paying them more because you sought them out and you want them here. But then does the boss have to explain, well, this is why this person makes this much and you don't because, you know, they do all this stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I think that there's a lot of fear in the workplace around saying this person is objectively better at their job than this other person is. But in reality, that's what we want to get to. As a business owner, ideally, you can say to your team, this person is an outstanding performer, and as a result, they get paid this much. And if you get your level of performance up to that level, you will get paid that much. That's actually quite a motivating concept for people because they want to ultimately be better and be at that level.
I wonder if there's not a lot of people who just say, what you earn is your business, what I earn is my business, nobody else's.
Yeah, that's actually one of the, I think, more interesting arguments against pay transparency is the idea that, you know, similar maybe to your medical history, your financial history is yours and yours alone and should be, you know, in some way hidden from the world. I think that that's actually a challenge that a lot of these businesses might face in the course of pay transparency is allowing people to maintain some semblance of personal privacy associated with their earnings. And that's a kind of an unsolved problem right now, but it's definitely something that you'll want to think about as you're trying to transition a business over to a more transparent pay scale.
That's Andrew Duffy, behavioral economist, labor expert, CEO, co-founder of Sparkplug, helps businesses set up fair pay systems for their employees.
I wonder what Andrew earns.
Is it posted somewhere?
Maybe.
Let's go and Google it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.